This is an audio recording of the August 2019 edition of Perspectives for Retired Members. Article 1. Senate Bill 1049, 2020 Changes to Work After Retirement. The 2019 Oregon Legislature passed Senate Bill 1049, which will impact some retired members who return to employment with a PERS participating employer. Is my monthly pension benefit going to change because of Senate Bill 1049? No, the bill does not impact PERS retirement benefits you are currently receiving. What is changing with work after retirement? Senate Bill 1049 simplifies the rules for work after retirement. Starting in 2020, there are no limitations, note asterisk, on the number of hours most retirees can work for a PERS participating employer. From January 1, 2020 through December 31, 2024, most retirees can work for a PERS participating employer for an unlimited number of hours. The 1,040-hour for most Tier 1, Tier 2 retirees and 600-hour for OPSERP retirees limits continue to apply for calendar year 2019. If you are employed as a PERS retiree for a PERS participating employer in 2020 through 2024, you can continue to receive your PERS retirement benefits, but not accrue any new retirement benefits, receive wages from your employer, and have no limitations to the number of hours you can work. Learn more about Senate Bill 1049 on the PERS website, www.oregon.gov/PERS, and by signing up for Gov delivery updates. Asterisk. Note, you must have retired at or after normal retirement age, or with 30 years of service, 25 years for most police and fire members. If you retired early and want to work unlimited hours, the date of your reemployment as a PERS retiree must be more than 6 months after the date you retired, otherwise the standard limits apply. Normal retirement age chart. Classification. Tier 1, General Service, 58. Tier 1, Police and Fire, 55. Tier 2, General Service, 60. Tier 2, Police and Fire, 55. OPSERP, General Service, 65. OPSERP, Police and Fire, 60. Article 2, Cost of Living Adjustment, COLA Increase, for 2019. The 2019 Cost of Living Adjustment, or COLA, for PERS benefit recipients receiving a monthly benefit is included in your August 1, 2019 benefit payment. The COLA amount is based on the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index, or CPI. PERS used the CPI for the West region, which for 2018 was 3.35%. However, the maximum COLA PERS can provide each year is 2%. Benefit recipients who retired before October 1, 2013 received a 2% COLA for 2019. If you earned some service credit before October 1, 2013, and some after that date, you will have a blended COLA for 2019, including 2% on service credit earned up to October 1, 2013, plus 1.25% on service credit earned after October 1, 2013. If your annual benefit is more than $60,000, the portion above $60,000 receives a 0.15% COLA for service credit earned after October 1, 2013. If you are an OPSERP member, hired after August 28, 2003, whose effective retirement date was on or after August 1, 2018, your COLA is prorated based on the number of months you received a benefit before July 1, 2019. Page 2, Article 1. Tier 1 members living in Oregon, tax remedy notice. Eligible, note asterisk, Tier 1 members who are Oregon residents qualify for a tax remedy increase in their monthly PERS benefit payments. PERS is directed to increase benefits for certain Tier 1 members to compensate for Oregon state income taxation on PERS benefits. Tier 2 and Oregon Public Service Retirement Plan, or OPSERP, members are not eligible for the tax remedy on their PERS benefits. Each fall, PERS works with the Oregon Department of Revenue to determine residency based on income tax returns for the previous year. PERS will contact members who need to recertify residency in fall 2019. You likely will not need to take any action if you have not recently moved or if you filed Oregon state income taxes for 2018 on time. You should always update your address with PERS through Online Member Services, or OMS, or the Information Change Request form whenever you move. Note that updating your address through that form does not change your residency status for tax remedy purposes and does not change your tax withholdings. If you want to confirm or update your residency status now, you can do so using the View Update Residency function in OMS or by submitting a PERS residency status certification form. You can also submit a new W-4P form to change your tax withholdings. If PERS is notified that your residency status changed from the previous tax year, or if you filed 2018 state income taxes late with the Oregon Department of Revenue, we will mail a letter to your address of record in fall 2019, either informing you that you are eligible to receive the tax remedy increase, or that the tax remedy will be removed unless we receive verification of your Oregon residency. Further information, frequently asked questions, and a step-by-step guide to updating your residency status using OMS is available in the Retired Member Information section of the PERS website at oregon.gov/PERS/RET. If you sign up to receive tax remedy notifications in GovDelivery, PERS's email communication tool, we will send a reminder in fall 2019 when the letters have been mailed to impacted members. Please note that GovDelivery is a mass communication tool. Just because you sign up to receive the email does not mean tax remedy impacts your benefit or you need to take any action. Asterisk. Tier 1 members are eligible for the tax remedy if they are Oregon residents for the purpose of paying Oregon income taxes, were hired before July 14, 1995, and have either service time before October 1, 1991, or at least 10 years of creditable service. Page 3, Article 1. Member Satisfaction Survey. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you to the nearly 3,000 retired PERS members who took our annual Member Satisfaction Survey online in May. This was our first time conducting the survey in May and only online, in a strategic effort to receive more feedback from non-retired members. Over 5,000 PERS members in total took this year's survey. Overall satisfaction ratings from retirees were fairly similar to 2018. Note chart below. Full results will be presented to the PERS board in October, and we will share additional analysis in a future issue of Perspectives. Your feedback is extremely valuable, as it allows us to continue to make improvements to the services we provide and better serve our members. While the annual survey was not available in print this year, please remember that we are not currently planning on discontinuing a print version of Perspectives. As always, you can share any feedback and ways we can improve while speaking with our PERS Member Services representatives and by writing to PERS. Top answers from retirees. What is your preferred method to get information from PERS? Table. Perspectives Newsletter, 66%. PERS Website, 64%. Email from PERS, 64%. Online Member Services, or OMS, 51%. PERS Annual Statements, or 1099-R, 47%. Letters from PERS, 43%. PERS call center, 18%. Other retiree responses. I feel confident my retirement is secure with PERS. 88.7% agree, strongly to somewhat. 6% disagree, somewhat to strongly. 5.3% neutral. PERS sends communications relevant to my needs. 93.2% agree, strongly to somewhat. 1.5% disagree, somewhat to strongly. 5.3% neutral. Chart, retiree survey results. Percent rating PERS excellent or good. Overall quality of service, 95%. Timeliness of service, 95%. Ability to provide services correctly, 94%. Helpfulness, 93%. Employees' knowledge and expertise, 94%. Availability of information, 91%. Website, 89%. Online member services, 91%. Page 4, Article 1. Moving, life changes? It is important that you, 1, keep your information up to date, and 2, mail or fax 503-598-0561 forms to PERS in a timely manner. Find forms in the Retired Member Information section of the PERS website and under Most Requested Forms. Mail information to PERS, P.O. Box 23700, Tigard, Oregon, 97281-3700. Address changes. PERS member services cannot update addresses over the phone or via email for security reasons. You can update information in online member services. You can also submit an information change request form. Direct deposit. New direct deposit forms must be received and validated by the 15th of any month to impact your next payment. Tax withholding. Updating your address does not automatically change your withholdings. You must submit a new W-4P form. You may have withholdings on both your PERS pension and IAP payments. Submit by the beginning of the third week of any month. Account access. The Authorization to Release Account Information form allows you to authorize a third party to obtain information regarding your PERS account or benefits. The Special Power of Attorney form gives the persons you designate the power to make any and all decisions for PERS-related matters on your behalf. Divorce. Contact Member Services. Death notices. Have a representative call Member Services as soon as possible. Article 2. Volunteer opportunity. The following volunteer opportunity was submitted on behalf of the Senior Health Insurance Benefits Assistance, or SHIBA, program. The Senior Health Insurance Benefits Assistance, or SHIBA, program is a statewide Medicare information, assistance, and counseling program that relies on a network of community partner organizations, local sponsors, and volunteers. SHIBA, which is primarily funded through federal grants, is part of the Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services, or DCBS, the state's largest consumer protection and business regulatory agency. SHIBA provides critical information and assistance to Oregon's Medicare beneficiaries and their families who need help understanding Medicare. The program also provides comprehensive and personalized advocacy and assistance for beneficiaries who need help with complex issues, including original Medicare and private Medicare plan appeals and grievances. SHIBA needs more volunteers. SHIBA volunteers are integral to SHIBA's mission of being the trusted source for local Medicare information and assistance. Whether that is completing the Certified Counselor Training Program or helping the program with your skill set, such as marketing, data entry, or administrative assistance, you will feel good about helping your neighbors while also helping yourself better understand the complexities of Medicare. For information, call the SHIBA helpline at 800-722-4134, toll-free, or email shiba.oregon@oregon.gov. Learn more about volunteering with SHIBA and apply online at https://healthcare.oregon.gov/SHIBA/volunteers/pages/volunteer.aspx. Page 4. Box. PERS contact information. Address correspondence to PERS, P.O. Box 23700, Tigard, Oregon, 97281-3700. PERS's headquarters is located at 11410 Southwest 68th Parkway, Tigard, Oregon, 97223. Phone 888-320-7377. TTY 503-603-7766. Telephone hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, except holidays. Website and online member services. https://oregon.gov/PERS. Email PERS member services at pers.member.services@state.or.us. PERS Board. Chair, Sadhna Shenoy. Vice Chair, Lawrence Fernstall. Members, Stephen Buckley, Crystal D'Assis, Steve Demarest. PERS Staff. Director, Kevin Olenek. Deputy Director, Yvette Elledge Rhodes. Chief Financial Officer, Richard Horsford. Chief Information Officer, Jordan Masanga. Chief Compliance, Audit, and Risk Officer, Jason Stanley. Communications Officer, Elizabeth Rossman. Perspectives Editor, Dean Carson. Perspectives is published by the Oregon Public Employees Retirement System for the benefit of members and employers. This concludes the August 2019 audio recording of Perspectives for Retirees.